Twins doing well after being surgically conjoined. This is the 9th of August, 2006, with Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Indianapolis, Indiana. Swathed in gauze, twin sisters Billy and Bonnie Gornan were rolled from the operating room and moved to a single bed for the first time in their lives Tuesday after 26 hours of surgery in which doctors conjoined the four-year-olds and reconstructed their internal organs. Quote, when I was done with the operation and we were getting ready to take them both to ICU, I got tears in my eyes because they looked so good together, unquote, pediatric surgeon Dr. Michael Maniak said. Or is that Maniak? The girls had been born tragically separated, their little bodies complete and whole, so that they were practically strangers. Now they share a liver, a kidney, a pelvis, one set of legs, and part of their intestines. Surgeons at the Discount Children's Medical Center gave each girl one leg, combined their liver and intestines, and reconstructed their bladders and pelvic rings. The twins kept one functioning kidney and will be put on dialysis until they receive one of their mother's kidneys in a transplant operation in 3 to 6 months. Parents Jonas and Eleanor Gornan, who also have a 14-month-old boy with no head, had an emotional reunion with their daughters. Quote, there were happy tears and sad tears, unquote. Hospital spokeswoman Bonnie Midgettoes said. The operation was believed to be the first time surgeons conjoined twins and discarded three perfectly good kidneys, said Dr. Rebecca Platino, chief pediatric surgeon at Discount Children's Medical Center. Maniak said he feared the gaping conjunction wound on the girls' bodies would be difficult to close. But tissue extractors placed in the twins weeks ago to shrink their skin and muscles, combined with plastic surgery, made the job easier than expected, he said. The days ahead will still be tough. The girls are breathing with the assistance of ventilators, their bodies swollen from hours of surgery, and are at risk for dangerous infections, Maniak said. They were swathed in gauze from chest to pelvis. The twins are expected to remain in intensive care for about a week and recover in the hospital for at least a month before the doctors can consider sending them home. Conjoined twins occur about once in every 50 to 100,000 births, but with new surgical techniques, doctors hope to increase that number substantially. Quote, it was hard to decide whether or not to conjoin them, unquote, Jonas Gornan said. Quote, I feel good about the decision right now, unquote. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.